Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today...
And Kathy Amos, Superintendent of the Yancey County Schools.
Welcome back. It's good to talk with you again today on Community Close-Up. We're moving along. We're already up to March, so I guess... As we're running wide open in the spring, you're going to have to start planning for next year, aren't you?
I tell you, we're not only trying to wrap up this year, which it's hard to believe that spring breaks in a couple of weeks, but we are heavily planning for next year. Mm-hmm. And so I do want to let our parents know several things, that we do have a kindergarten registration and the transition plans that will be coming up, and that is April 2nd, Thursday, April 2nd. That will be at the Town Center. Anyone that has a school-age child, they are five, I believe it's on or before August. There's a date, I want to say 31st. We'll make sure we'll check on that. It'll be at the Town Center, so mm-hmm. we invite them to come and find out all our programs and what school they would be at. And then we also begin our transition for kids going to middle school and the kids going to high school.
Time for that.
So we have several transitions that take place this time of the year. And then, of course, high school registration is coming up. So information will be coming home to parents. There'll be different parent meetings, parent nights. There's a number of classes that we have that are offered to our students, so we're excited about that. And this year, some of the changes that the state's made in social studies, math, we want to make sure that we are obviously keeping up with the times and offering what we need to. We do thank Malin Community College. We have a fantastic partnership with them, our CTE classes and workforce. We do have college transfer classes that kids can take, and it does continue on a two-year program or a four-year school. We're also this year adding in some classes from the School of Math and Science, and so students can be Skyping in with professors in Durham, mm-hmm. and so we're offering our forensics, aerospace engineering, genetics and biotechnical, and a creative design for the web. So some unique courses there if students are interested in, say, the healthcare field or thinking about going on and being a pilot, you know, have an interest in aerospace. So we're really excited about some of the opportunities that we have coming up.
Well, it sounds really good. The information comes from the students. They can watch for that. Is there, online sources where folks can just look and see what's available right now?
Yes. We'll be posting either Mountain Heritage website. They can go and look at the curriculum handbook that is there, mm-hmm. posted for parents. They can see all the courses that are listed. And, of course, they can work with the guidance counselors, mm-hmm. teachers, any of us would be willing to help to get students on the right track and think about their future career goals. I do want to put a plug in for, again, with Malin, they are offering summer classes. And so the summer classes will be free to any rising senior at Mountain Heritage or any student who has just graduated from Mountain Heritage. Those classes are paid for by the state, and most of them are online. However, the good thing about that is the flexibility. You know, if kids are working for the summer, traveling or playing ball, if they have access to Wi-Fi, if not, we have the Yancey campus that's there, the Malin campus that's mm-hmm. across from Mountain Heritage. There's a computer lab they could use. We'd love for them to take a course this summer if that's something they're interested in. They need to see Ronnie Randolph. He's the counselor for Malin there at the high school, and so Ronnie could give them all the information they need and how to sign up. But it's a great way for students to take some college courses. The fact they're free, and that's a great plan, saves a lot of money, kids that are wanting to go on for a 2 or 4 year degree.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah.
It's safe to say there's lots going on in the Yancey County schools,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes.
Well, we appreciate you taking a few minutes to come over and talk to us and fill us in and come on back soon.
I appreciate you and the service that y'all do. And it's hard to believe, like you said, that it's March and wrapping up the school year, and it's going quickly. But it's been a great year.
It has been.
We have some really good kids and pleased with their academics and athletics. It's been exciting to watch them on the court, gearing up for baseball and softball and track and golf and soccer, and it just continues. So exciting times.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for coming to see us.
Thank you, Bruce.
We'll remind you, this is a two-part Community Close-Up. On Friday, we talked with Superintendent Amos. You can hear both parts of the conversation again, if you would like to, online. Just go to our website and go to where it says Community Close-Up. You can hear them there. Thank you to our guest today, Kathy Amos, the superintendent of the Yancey County Schools. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.